For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. It was 1st and 10 from the Capitol Prep 39-yard line. There were under 4 minutes left in the opening quarter of a 2014 Connecticut High School football championship game. North Branford had the ball up 7-6.
Pass is caught by Calamita. Still on his feet as he breaks a tackle. Finally, he's spun out of bounds.
Austin Calamita caught a 43-yard pass and ran to Capitol Prep's 15-yard line. The last guy on defense to make the stop was Capitol Prep's Tyrell Bozeman. On the next play, North Branford turned the ball over. They would eventually lose the game by a touchdown.
Congratulations to Capitol Prep, achievement first. The Trailblazers win their first ever state title in football.
But now there's a question about whether Bozeman, the player who helped save a touchdown, should have been on the field in the first place. Bozeman told the Hartford Courant a few weeks back that he never entered a lottery. And now, concerns about Capitol Prep's circumvention of the lottery are getting attention. At issue is the state's magnet school lottery system designed to help integrate schools in the Hartford region. Earlier this month, state auditors found that 45 out of the 162 total new students that entered Capitol Prep for the 2014-2015 school year were admitted without winning a seat through the lottery. That's the same year they won the state football championship. The news has raised questions about whether principals were deliberately circumventing the system, cherry-picking students into competitive schools. What's the state doing about it? The Department of Education did its own audit and found that 15 new students had bypassed the lottery at Capitol Prep for the 2015-16 school year. The state withheld about $196,000 from the school as a result. It also says that with the exception of an extreme case, no student should bypass the lottery. But even though fielding an ineligible player can get a school punished, any action from the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, the CIAC, is unlikely. Carissa Niehoff is its executive director.
We have some folks out there saying, well, is the CIAC going to do anything? And our board certainly did not consider doing that. We've not made a practice of being retroactive in that regard and stripping teams of championships.
Calamita, the North Branford wide receiver, wasn't aware of the controversy. It left him stunned.
What they're capable of and whoever was on that team that wasn't supposed to be, if they contributed enough to that game, I mean, it couldn't matter, but it is what it is. It happened.
I met him and former North Branford teammate Nick Sagnella at Northford Park last week. Sagnella wasn't happy.
It's a little aggravating. I wish something could be done about that if that is the case, that they had those kids participate in football and help them win that game.
Sidney Jones also played that day in 2014, but he played for Capitol Prep. He says he checks out. He got into the school in sixth grade through the lottery. Now he plays college ball, but he's also been all over social media disagreeing with people who think Capitol Prep should give back its trophy. He says his team earned that state title.
To win those state championships means something for a school that's only been around for 11, 10 years. See how fast we were able to progress. Those mean something, so to take them away I think is ridiculous.
Luckily for Capitol Prep, the conference apparently won't try to take back its championship. But the state won't be so gracious. For every student that sidesteps the lottery, the Department of Education will hold back precious dollars. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.